Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. And it's certainly wonderful to be back here. I really missed doing my show for you in the past 2 weeks. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, my special guest, Laura Fenimore, will talk to us about how to have a million-dollar body. I love it. And you will, too. Find out how to be healthy enough to enjoy your money and live in a healthy body, not a neglected one, that distracts you from your primary purpose. Now, after that, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I just want to mention that I'll be speaking Sunday at the Northwest Women's Show, which is at Quest Field Exposition Center, and I'll be speaking at 1 p.m. at the Girl Talk stage, which is very close to the radio station booth. My topic will be good timing for success. I'll also be checking in at the Dr. Pat Show booth, which is number 310, and you can learn more about this on my site at www.askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And I also want to remind you that our 2010 Good Timing Guide pre-order sales are available now. We're offering you a special discount on the 2010 Good Timing Guide and newsletters so we can pay for printing the 2010 guides. And when you purchase them now through April 29th, you get the best deal we offer all year. The combination of the guide and newsletters is what tells you what's happening daily and what the cycles and trends are. These tools allow you to work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back. So get your 2010 Good Timing Guide and newsletters today by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And when you get there, just click on the Polaris store or the link for ordering the 2010 guides. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And also just a special wish for my daughter, Aria, a happy 35th birthday today. And that's a very special day for her. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we're still in Venus retrograde now through April 17th. This is a time when we're rethinking our values, including how we value ourselves. This is especially important since the universe allows us to write our own paycheck. And if we don't value ourselves that much, we won't be willing to accept a bigger paycheck. So, think you don't have that problem? Your paycheck is the proof of how much you value yourself. We're also rethinking all types of relationships and money matters. You may be especially noticing that everyone is rethinking how our financial system works, what's right with it and what's wrong with it. This is all part of Venus retrograde. In addition, this cycle is also impacting our national economic situation. Now, before I left on my speaking trip 2 weeks ago, I mentioned that by the end of March through mid-April, we're likely to see earnest discussions begin related to the value of the U.S. dollar, and possibly we'll hear talk about a new currency. But while I was gone, the Chinese suggested that perhaps it's time for a new U.S. currency. Now, they are the country that holds the most U.S. dollars, and you can be sure if it's coming from China, this is a big signal. So keep your ears open. This is probably the year we'll get a new dollar. Now remember, Venus retrograde is not the best time to sign contracts unless you're redoing a contract or replacing a vendor. During Venus retrograde, we're rethinking our needs for all types of relationships. Often we aren't clear what those needs are until we're done with the period. So if you can manage it, don't sign important contracts until after April 17th. Now, what else is happening? The Sun, Mercury, and Venus are all together in the sign of Aries, and they're all square to Pluto. This suggests that we're raring to go with new starts of one sort or another, but we may be getting challenged by major transformational work that needs to be done first. Now, with these cycles, we get to change our thought patterns, relook at money, and especially how we handle our debts. Plus, reconsider how we use our power. Leaders could experience some major challenges during this period. This is peaking now through March 30th, but most of these energies are still with us through April 2nd. Okay, have you noticed the price of oil lately? This week it went up to over $53 per barrel. I think it dropped down slightly below that in the 52 range yesterday. But if you haven't done so already and you have oil heat, now is the time to fill up on heating oil for the year. It certainly won't get any cheaper for the rest of the year. Now, what cycle is this related to? This is Jupiter conjunct Neptune and Chiron, which means we'll probably get stagflation this year. It's certainly a good possibility that we could see 10 to 20% inflation this year as the Fed and the federal government both continue to print money in record spending sprees. We're just now entering the period of inflation or stagflation this weekend, and it will continue through the end of this year. It won't peak, though, until late May for the first time. And just as it does that, they all go retrograde together, so they stay together for 9 months, which is quite unusual. Now, if you haven't started stocking up yet, now could be a very good time to do that before inflation sets in big time. So buy extra when you find something on sale, and if you plan to make some larger durable goods purchases, something like tires for your car or new appliances, I would buy them sooner if at all possible. And remember, changes can happen extremely fast now, so don't put this off. Also, if you haven't bought gold yet, now would be a good time to make that investment. Gold is the single best way to store and preserve wealth instead of letting your money deteriorate by leaving it in dollars. And this is especially true since we seem to be on track for a new currency probably this year. So, what's the good news with Jupiter conjunct Neptune and Chiron? Well, it's a great time to heal. When we need to heal old wounds, low self-esteem, painful memories, guilt, shame, fear, and any physical traumas associated with those wounds, we're actually in the process of pushing money away unwittingly. We don't realize that until we heal those things, it's harder for us to attract money. So this cycle will be with us for the rest of the year, and we have the perfect time to heal many things and even release them permanently so we don't have to deal with them again in the future. So put healing as much as possible on your to-do list so you can take advantage of this great opportunity. The last time we had this cycle was in late September 1945. So we're definitely due for it again. Now, what else is happening next week? We're just now headed into Mars opposite Saturn. Oh, boy, this is a cycle that's often associated with frustration. Yikes. What's really going on, though, is that your desire to get started and move forward feels thwarted by someone who says, what's the plan? Who's doing what? When are they doing it? What are the due dates for all those tasks? Yes, this is the proverbial get your ducks in order cycle. And to work with it, it's best to be prepared with that plan. If you fail to do this, you can expect to be stopped and feel frustrated. You might not agree that you need to know all the answers to those questions, but the universe thinks you do. This cycle of Mars opposite Saturn started yesterday on March 26th, and it peaks on April 4th. It stays in range through April 12th. So get your plans together during this period, and then you'll be ready to rock and roll by the time it's over. Okay. I wasn't here last week, so I want to discuss the new moon we had yesterday on March 26th. Essentially, the meaning of that new moon was more transformation. And if you've been paying attention to this lately, all our major cycles are about more transformation. This new moon on March 26th shows that what's getting started is a lot of transformation, meaning permanent changes. These are changes to leaders, changes to the country, changes to our communications, transportation, and or retailers, and permanent changes to our day-to-day lives. Remember what I was saying earlier about how changes can occur extremely rapidly. I want to remind you of this with a simple story of how this can happen via the process of compounding. If you've taken the Crash Course by Chris Martinson, you may remember this example. Imagine that you're in Fenway Ballpark and it's been made watertight. At noon, a single drop of magical water is placed on the pitcher's mound. What's magical about this water is that it's going to double once per minute. Now, how long will it take to fill up the park? Days, weeks, months? The answer is actually 49 minutes. What's surprising, though, and very important to understand, is that until 12:44, which is only 5 minutes before the park fills up totally with water, no one will even realize there's a problem with the water. So as these major changes come rolling up to our noses, I want you to stay flexible and adaptable to handle these transformations. We're bound to get some of these major changes showing up in the next month. And lastly, just a quick reminder that each week, the information I give you over the radio about what's up in the heavens is available on my website. So to get your copy for this coming week, just visit askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com to get your copy. And look for the link under the What's New on the home page. And I know that we're headed off here to a break. And how can you have a million-dollar body and more prosperity? When I come back from this short break, my special guest, Laura Finnemore from Body Image Mastery, will give us some tips. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you love who and what you see in the mirror? Stop struggling with weight loss and learn to love who you are right now. 95% of dieters regain their weight within 5 years for a reason. They never truly learn to love their bodies. Visit BodyImageMastery.com to start your journey towards self-love and healing and get the results that you've always wanted. Call Laura Finnemore at 415-464-1234 or visit BodyImageMastery.com.
MBSConnect.com, Mind, Body, Soul, Connect, is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit MBSConnect.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott Lynch from Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. Remember, healthy spinal column alignment and a proper functioning nerve system are key foundational components for optimal health and wellness. At Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center, we strive to help each patient regain their health through natural chiropractic care and wellness counseling. Visit us at vcwc.net to learn more about our doctors and wellness counselors. Remember, vcwc.net.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Are you ready for balance and wellness? Daisy Thompson at Northwest Healing Studio is a nationally known energy intuitive and Reiki master. By repatterning your energy structure, Daisy can help you make the changes you need to start attracting the life you want to experience. If you live with depression, anxiety, illness, pain, or stress, call Daisy at 206-550-8469 and begin to realize your true path in life. Visit northwesthealingstudio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dr. Pat, and I want to make sure you don't miss the final event in the 2009 Extraordinary People Lecture Series. Join Don Miguel Ruiz, international best-selling author of The Four Agreements, on April 24th at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle. Go to thedrpatshow.com under the featured event section for more information and to purchase your tickets now. Don't miss this opportunity to be inspired. Go to thedrpatshow.com for more details.
Independent programs, independent voices, independent ideas. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, my special guest, Laura Finnemore, will talk about how to have a million-dollar body, living your success inside and out. And after that, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Laura Finnemore is a gifted body image mastery mentor and a celebrated speaker, lecturer, and teacher to thousands of people worldwide. Laura created her company, Body Image Mastery, devoted exclusively to helping people find balance in their lives and learn to value the home they live in, their body. Her vision is living in a world where health and body image are celebrated. She offers a safe way to explore why we so often put ourselves at the bottom of the to-do list and what impact this has on your health and body image. Now, I am especially happy to have Laura Finnemore on my show today, as last year I took her 12-week program, Loving What You See When You Look in the Mirror, and I released my goal of 15 pounds. Now, her program wasn't just about counting calories or exercise. It was actually primarily based on releasing the emotional issues that hold the weight so you don't have to keep losing it again and again. That was the first time I've ever found a program that really worked. And I have not regained any of the weight, and I'm now continuing to release even more weight. So it's been wonderful for me to be part of her program. And plus, I also gained someone who will be a lifelong friend as my accountability partner. So I'm thrilled to have Laura Finnemore on my show. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Hey, I'm honored to be here, Madeline. You are fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad we could do this. And I first want to ask you, how did you get involved in body image mastery?
Thank you for that question. I want to spare everybody the gory details of my childhood, but I do think it's important to at least give a little bit of the bare bones. I think there's a lot of people out there that may have come from, I think the word of the 80s was dysfunctional families, and now it's toxic families. So my father really hated himself and used all types of violence to raise his children, and he didn't know any better, and yet his terror ran very deeply. So I, being the youngest of eight children, was... I just got from a very, very young age that I didn't feel safe in the world, and I didn't feel safe, I didn't feel loved, and I didn't feel like I was enough. And my father and my mother certainly, it reinforced that. And the way that I coped with it was by compulsively overeating and just using food and then using any kind of addiction I could get my hands on. So I made it through the childhood, and I struggled for many years making my family wrong, feeling like a victim and having a miserable life. And the problem with resentment, it's like drinking the poison and expecting the other person to die. I was the one that was losing. Yeah, I was the one that was losing. So I, you know, got to a crossroads, and I realized that I had to take my power back or I just had to take my life. And fortunately, I took my power back. So my turnaround came in a fairly early age. I was 24 years old. I released over 100 pounds, never to find it again. And I released years of pain and baggage. And I know how to show others to do that. Because as you said in the beginning, you said, I know I'm going to release it forever. Because 98% of people who release weight gain it back within 5 years, Madeline. And, you know, I never did, and a lot of my clients are like me. We teach you how to master keeping it off for life, because it's got to come from inside out, not outside in, for it to be sustainable.
Exactly, and it's so important. And tell us, what is a million-dollar body?
That's great. A million-dollar body is a strong, powerful body. Now, how can you attract money into your life if you feel horrible about how you look and how you feel? It just doesn't work that way. And many people think that, you know, health has nothing to do with making money, and it actually has everything to do with making money.
That is absolutely true.
Just imagine.
And one of the things we teach in our prosperity program is that your money is the same as your energy.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, because there's no difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just imagine what your life could be like if you woke up every morning feeling great and how much money, you know, you could make with that energy.
Right, exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what are some tools that you recommend for getting a million-dollar body?
Well, I have so many, and I think you'd agree, Madeline, that my 12-week course is filled with enough tools and techniques to last a lifetime.
Yes, and I'm still using them.
I know. It's just like it's never ending. If people could master just a couple of them, they would be set for life. I mean,
that's
really
right.
Set for life. But, you know, one is the simplest thing and yet the most challenging thing for most people is to take full responsibility for your life. And to stop blaming others, stop making excuses. And no one has to be a victim of their life. Doesn't mean that they weren't victimized. Doesn't mean that they weren't hurt. It doesn't mean that bad things didn't happen to them. But it's when we hold on to that and use that as ammunition, usually that holding on literally manifests into physical energy, which is what we call fat. I mean, that's extra energy that is being used because people aren't able to let go.
Exactly. Yes. And fat could also be considered to be like stuck energy in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when you're not feeling good about yourself, then it's very easy to just fall into the, well, who cares, you know, so what? And self-care just falls by the wayside. But when
right.
you have that energy and you know, you want to move forward in life and just be happy and joyful, you are going to just naturally fall into self-care practices that you may not have had before. So
yes, that's true. And we've learned some from you, and my accountability partner and I have both noticed that we eat less portions, and it has made a difference for us.
Well, that's part of what you get with being in my program, is that everybody is assigned a power partner or accountability partner, somebody that holds them to their commitment. And I'm telling you, not only was it a pure joy to have Madeline in the group, but it was like, right from the start, she was matched with somebody that, like she said, will be a friend for life. And that's one of the joys of the program, is that you really get to connect with people that are having similar issues that you can just move forward together.
Right. And even though the program ended quite some time ago, we still connect with each other on a regular basis.
Which is just beautiful. So I just want to talk real quick about role models and how can you begin to act more like them right now. People have role models that they look up to, and I always say, what is it about them that you don't have? Like, why can't you live up to the strengths of your own role models? Like, we put people up on pedestals as if that's not possible for us. And I like to, like, make a list of what it is about those people that you admire, and go out and do it yourself. Like, be that role model for yourself.
Exactly. Start thanking the universe for having already provided you with those gifts.
Exactly.
And
people say,
they'll show up.
and people say, what does that have to do with weight release? Again, it's all connected to our inner conversations. If we have really deep core beliefs that it can happen to you, but it can't happen to me, and I've quit or I've given up or I can never get over this. I mean, I love the words terminal uniqueness. Like, I believe that I am terminally unique. Like, I will never get over this problem. Like, mm-hmm. we got to change that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right. Well, I understand that there's something really exciting happening on Monday, March 30th, 2009. So, Is it possible you can tell us what that is?
I would absolutely love to tell you what it is. It's huge. I mean, I have to tell you, I'll just be really self-revealing here, everyone. I, you know, wanted to bring this work to the world in a very big way. And even though I have attracted a lot of amazing, amazing students in my life and have been bringing it to a lot of people, I finally said one day, how do I get it to, like, hundreds of thousands and millions versus, you know, tens and twenties? And the universe said, it's easy, just create a revolution. So I am launching on Monday my 12-week course, Body Image Mastery, Loving What You See When You Look in the Mirror. And I can't actually reveal the details of what the membership site is, but I will tell you that on Monday, the launch is happening, and it is going to be a body image revolution that I believe will go viral and will be known. Because, you know, just on the Today Show this morning, I got a bunch of emails. There was a thing about people hating their bodies. I mean, this is crucial right now. The obesity rates are going up. People are really, they've always been talking about body image, but it's the conversation is getting louder and stronger, and it's so important.
Right. And I know we're running out of time, so I want to quickly tell people how to go to your website at www.bodyimagemastery.com. That's bodyimagemastery.com. Or you can call Laura at 415-464-1234. And I'll repeat that number again. It's 415-464-1234. And Laura, I want to thank you for being on the show and give you my very best wishes for your revolution to be highly successful.
I am honored. And I just want to let everyone know that when they do go to that site, all they have to do is put in their email and they'll get my 30-page free report. And from there, they will get information about the revolution.
Yes, so, and that report is Your Body's Secret Language, How to Make It Say Yes to Weight Loss Forever. And thank you again, Laura, for being on the show. And best of luck with your revolution.
Truly
and
an
helping
honor.
Us to all be prosperous, too.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm taking your calls now, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
How do your past lives affect your present well-being? Do anxieties and fears from the past hold you back? Join Brian L. Weiss, MD, in Seattle on March 29th in his 2009 tour, Many Lives, Many Masters, Experiencing Your Past Lives. Explore and release the negative emotions in your past lives with psychiatrist and renowned regression expert, Dr. Brian Weiss. Register early and save $50. Visit hayhouse.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Terry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Terry O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on The Dr. Pat Show.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at miraclenoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at miraclenoodle.com.
Energy medicine is the new frontier, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Bring your life, work, and health to the next level. Study at the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, where they're proving your beliefs affect your health. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 860-286-5400. That's instituteofhealing.com.
The Northwest Women's Show, presented by Northwest Hospital and Medical Center, is a show that's all about you, with 500 exhibits, free seminars, free samples, fashion shows, Gilles Marini from this season's Dancing with the Stars, and Dr. Lisa Masterson from the hit show The Doctors, plus shopping with great women's show specials, March 27th through 29th at Quest Field Event Center. Show information at nwwomensshow.com. The Northwest Women's Show. It's such a girl thing.
Hey guys, I heard you talking about the Ageless Secret. You've got to try it. Just a few sprays of the light mist and my face feels tighter and smoother. The longer I've been using it, the better my results have become. You're going to absolutely love it. So go to agelesssecret.com or call 888-424-4247. That's agelesssecret.com or give them a shout at 888-424-4247 and get some now.
There's nothing else like it on the dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And first, before I take your calls, just a quick reminder that you can get Laura Finnemore's free 30-page report on your body's secret language, how to make it say yes to weight loss forever, just by going to bodyimagemastery.com. Or you can call Laura at 415-464-1234. That number again, 415-464-1234. And also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number of 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Benny, do we have some callers?
We do, and we'll go to those phone calls right now. We have Christine calling in from Charlottesville, North Carolina. Well, Madeline, she's dealing with a little bit of issues going on. She's got two businesses. Some people can say they're lucky to even have one, but she's caught up in everything in the hoopla, and of course her husband's involved too with some of this business work, but she needs help moving forward. There's a lot going on. She needs some direction. So Christine, okay. Welcome to the show. Christine.
Thank you. That was actually a very good beginning entry to the situation.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, nice to talk to you.
So I'm glad you're here on the show. What's happening with your two businesses?
Well, I have one. We're in the tree business. The economy has definitely slowed us down because a lot of our customers usually spend their money out of their savings or from their, you know, their money market funds or whatever. So people are feeling a little scared.
Now, tell me again what type of business it was.
A tree service business.
Oh,
so
tree service.
My husband is a certified arborist.
Oh, okay. I got it. All right.
So sometimes
so
it's considered...
You're having a downturn in the economy is impacting you.
Absolutely. We saw it starting last year, and it got very quiet for the last 3 months. He's feeling really optimistic, so I'm very proud of him. I'm definitely, I dip into the fear a little bit more. And I also have another business that I, you know, I think I'm definitely dividing my energy and my mind. I'm trying to stay devoted to our core business. We've tried a lot of different marketing things. I'm using your good timing guide to promote, to use it, you know, constructively for promotion.
Oh,
but
good.
I feel like maybe I'm missing a couple bits and pieces.
What kind of business is it?
This is the tree business, but with the other one, I'm also using your good time guide. I'm involved in vibrational healing.
Oh, okay. All right. That actually makes quite a bit of sense to me, the vibrational healing for you anyways.
Yes, it does. And that's where I sort of see me tending to be as we get older and our bodies are less able to work. So I haven't bought a business license. I have been doing my work for about a year, you know, on the side, and it's definitely slow. I'm wondering, where are the people who want to be healed? So I need a little concrete timing to help me move forward with that one.
Okay. Well, first of all, the situation with your new business that you don't have a license yet for, that won't take off until you actually give it structure by giving it a legal structure.
Right.
So when you're ready to do that, I'd recommend you contact me to get you a date and time. You need time to start a company. A date is not good enough. And because everything that happens in your company will be based on the date and time and location of when you get that company started.
Okay.
And so it's a very specific thing, and it needs to be related to, you know, what you're doing for the company and things like that. You know, just having a good date in general isn't good enough for a new company start.
Right, and it has to be timed with me as well.
What's that?
And it has to be timed with me personally as well.
Yes,
yes. True?
It has to work with your chart as well, yes.
Okay.
Now, you yourself, and I can actually see you doing vibrational healing. You're one of the social change makers that came in the mid-60s. And healing vibrationally or in some energetic fashion is one of the big keys that shows up in your chart. So that seems to me like you're definitely on track for that. But you're undergoing a fairly major period for yourself personally. And this may be what causes some of the challenge to your core business and even to your other business, which even though it hasn't started yet, is challenged by your own energies. You're in the midst of what we would typically call the midlife crisis. And there's two key components to the midlife crisis. One of them is that we are moving from the point in our lives where we typically have met other people's expectations for the last 40-some years.
Mm. Yeah.
And we're switching over, if not gradually, at least in a more accelerated way, to meeting our own expectations. Things that have meaning and purpose for us. Instead of, you know, I have to do this for so-and-so, it's more like I have to do this for me. And, you know, because I'm important and I can't take care of other people unless I take care of myself first. So the focus shifts, and if you don't make that shift, a person's life typically becomes pretty hollow and meaningless as they go on, because the energy to make the shift is here right now, and it won't be there later. See? So it's important to make that shift. And I'm glad to hear you are focusing on the work you came here to do. I think that's an important piece for you. The second piece to having a midlife crisis has to do with our belief. And generally speaking, what happens is, and you encountered this a little bit earlier, this piece of it, we end up in a situation where we really don't know what to believe anymore. Like all the things we were taught that were true, we discover really are not true. You know, it's kind of like being taught when you're in high school that, you know, if you stay in school and you go to college, you have a much better chance of living a prosperous life. And, you know, that's true sometimes, but not all the time. you see. And so a lot of the truths that people hold dear to them at that point get revealed to be not true in some way. And so it feels a lot like you're walking on quicksand. You don't know what to believe in, what to trust. And it's actually quite a challenge for a lot of people to stay in trust with the universe during that time period. But that really is the trick to get through it, is understanding that the universe is showing you everything because it's trying to help you release things that are not helpful to you so you can rebuild a different foundation that will be. Does that make any sense?
It makes a lot of sense. And you're echoing or you're repeating, just so I can hear it again. What you're saying is not news. But hearing a live voice say it, and it's really exciting, because this is an incredibly transformative time for me over the last year or two. And feel like I'm going warp speed.
Yeah.
And even the questions about the fabric of everything we know is really shifting. I feel like I'm experimenting with that constantly on a daily basis in the very practical world that I live in.
We all are.
Yeah.
Because a lot of things we have not realized yet are not true. And so, but thank you for being on the show today. And I can hear our music. And we're coming up to a short break. Now, after this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a question, or a personal question in particular, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. Call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Would you like to smile more and feel more joy in your life? Lehigh Joy's funny, delightful, inspiring items have proven to put big smiles on people's faces and make them feel good. That's why their joyful creations were given to all the top nominees at the 2009 Academy Awards. So, to get big smiles and feel good now, visit flyhighjoy.com or call 888-569-1332.
Be the first to join your favorite Hay House authors on the next I Can Do It at Sea. Come aboard a luxurious cruise ship and meet Greg Braden, Brian Weiss, Sonia Choquette, and many more. The 7-night cruise to Alaska on July 11th through 18th, 2009 includes soul-nourishing workshops, spiritual cinema movies in your cabin, autograph sessions, and amazing ports of call. This is a vacation you'll never forget. Cabins are limited. Reserve today. HayHouse.com.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfGoGreen.com. That's PerfGoGreen.com.
MBSConnect.com. Mind, Body, Soul Connect is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit mbsconnect.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Don't miss me and my friends at the Northwest Women's Show, the largest women's show in the country, March 27th through the 29th in Seattle. Women supporting and empowering women is exactly what the Dr. Pat Show is all about, by providing a safe and nurturing environment in which women can grow,
learn, and expand their potential and possibilities. At the Northwest Women's Show, we are hosting an entire stage full of awesome speakers such as Dr. Nusheen Darvish, Dawn Stansfield, Madeline Gerwig, and more. There will be a featured guest speaker, Dee Wallace. You recognize her as the mom in E.T., and her talk is on consciously creating your life. Be sure to sit in on my talk called Zero to Millions, How to Manifest What You Desire, Friday and Saturday at 1 on the Good Life stage. So come on and join us, everybody. We'll see you there.
Don't forget, this is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, economic, and prosperity questions. And I believe we actually do we have enough time for another caller, Benny?
Oh, we do. Yeah, go ahead and give out the number one more time, just in case.
All right. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. And also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get moving in the right direction. Now, Benny has passed along to me a question about silver, and that I'm always talking about buying gold but not silver. And so I want to answer that question quickly before I take a caller. Silver does have very good upshot potential. The reason I recommend gold is because it's much more likely that gold will be used to back the new currency. They certainly could also additionally use silver to back the new currency. But it hasn't been used as much for backing new currencies or for backing any currency as much as gold has. And so my thinking is that gold will probably go to $5,000 an ounce if the new currency is backed by only 10% of, you know, if 10% of the new currency is backed by gold, the price of gold should go to $5,000 an ounce. And it will go higher if it's backed by a higher percentage. So I don't know if we could see that kind of a change with silver or not. We might. It certainly has good upshot potential. As gold goes up, silver will go up too. Okay, Benny, do we have some callers?
We're actually now going to go to Ron. Ron's calling in from Bellevue. All right, now, Madeline, this is a kind of particular situation, so I've got to be clear. Ron was obviously a very nice gentleman, as he is on the phone with me. He wired some money overseas, okay, but something went wrong. They took all of his money overseas, okay? So now the bank over there has it all, and he wants it all back over here, which I can completely understand. I want to see my greenbacks. Okay, so Ron, let's see if we can help you out, bud.
All right.
Hey, hi,
Madeline.
Ron.
Thank you for taking this call.
Yeah. When did this happen?
It happened within the last 2 weeks, and we're supposed to be getting the money back today or tomorrow.
Oh, that's good. I was going to say, it looks like you have money coming to you, and that part is good. What went wrong in terms of when you wired it overseas, you were expecting something particular to happen, and what happened instead?
Well, what happened was that they depleted my account here to do that wiring. The bank made the mistake.
Oh, the bank made the mistake.
Yes, the bank made the mistake.
Oh, okay.
And
I see.
They're not owning up to it, so I have to, where I wired the money, we have to get it wired back, and it's just created all sorts of problems.
Oh, okay. And, it does look like there's money coming back to you fairly quickly. I mean, it could come in any time through now or, you know, early part of next week. But, let's see here. Oh, actually, I take that back. This probably happened right about the time Venus went retrograde.
Yeah, I would say so.
That's right. Okay, so Venus is retrograding away from that Jupiter. Let me just look real quickly here and tell you when it's going to hit there for sure with your Jupiter. It's going to take a while because Venus is retrograde for a while, and it's going to take a few weeks for it to get back to the position it was in when you first let it go. So that's probably right around May 17th.
Yeah, I had a meeting with the bank during the green time yesterday.
That's good. Excellent. So the latest case I can say that it will come back to you is May 17th.
Oh, no.
But hopefully you'll see it a lot sooner than that. You know, that was obviously the mistake that was made, the Venus retrograde mistake. So Venus retrograde does have bizarre situations like that occur where, you know, there are mistakes related to money. And so that's definitely a challenge. Now, is there anything else that has challenged you about that situation? I mean, was there any kind of illegal stuff going on overseas? Or
no, there was no illegal stuff. Not at all.
Oh, okay.
It was just up above board, and I was transferring it out, and everything got confused. And
Okay.
So.
Well, one thing I will just mention to you, and this is why I asked you that question, is just in your own chart, you have the opportunity to have situations occur out of the blue that are challenging in terms of, you know, something going awry money-wise.
Okay.
And this is just partly born out of your need for independence. And as you kind of temper that a little bit with kind of double-checking the details, you know, before you take off, you know, and take action. Because, you know, there's a part of you that kind of likes to shoot from the hip.
Okay.
Right? Kind of likes to, you know, just, you know, hey, let's go off and do it kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, let's get it done.
Kind of impulsive.
Yeah, that impulsive energy. And so it can be a little bit challenging in terms of, you know, checking those details to make sure they really are correct and things like that. So you can end up with these kinds of situations. But, you know, hold your intention for all of it to work out well, and I'm sure it will.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm holding my intention for everything to work out.
Yeah. Just thank the universe, actually, for having already provided the money back to you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, I'll do that.
That will help you quite a lot, I think. Yeah.
Great.
And it'll bring it in a lot faster.
Okay.
And worst case, it'll be back by May 17th. But
oh,
I think
boy.
It'll come back to you before then.
Yeah, it's got
You've
to.
You've got some good energy coming through
okay.
here. Yeah.
Hey, Ron, that time before you know it will probably fly right by.
Yeah,
then you'll look at it and you'll be like, hey, look at all that money. It just appeared in my account.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yahoo.
I know.
Yahoo, right. That's okay. Right. Well, thank you for calling in, Ron.
Thank you.
All right. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. Did you know that no amount of action can make up for being out of energetic alignment with the well-being that your true self feels all the time? When we're in stress, anxiety, or frustration, resentment, any of those negative energies, we often spend hours, days, and even weeks or months spinning our wheels and not getting very far. Our true self has a total sense of well-being. And the more we can connect to that part of ourselves, the easier it is to accomplish anything. Doors open before us with no effort on our part. When we trust the universe is there to support us in every situation, we can relax and connect to our inner sense of well-being. And doing so will bring you more and more prosperity. Now, next Friday, on April 3rd, I'll be talking about Venus retrograde, rethinking our values, relationships, and money. And we're in the midst of making some important decisions now and rethinking quite a few things. So find out what questions to ask yourself so you can make the right choices. I'll also take your calls next week and provide a prosperity tip of the day. And in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. While you're there, be sure to pre-order your 2010 Good Timing Guide and newsletters by going to our Polaris store. That will ensure you get our once-a-year lowest prices and allow you to work in harmony with the universe. You can also call us toll-free to order at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And this is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.